that this is a new apron, and I just...
So again, you can't put your building more square with the road and back it up that extra 5 feet?
No, sir. Actually, what I've done is I'm coming off of there. The septic tank has to stay on, or the building has to stay on this side of the septic tank. So I moved the building back a little bit, and I'm still going way down in this area because it's going to be a 60-foot building.
Did we get any photos standing up there kind of horizontally?
I did not. I apologize.
I'm really trying to visualize how much in line is that with the trees or not in line with the trees, is it?
Oh, you're a good 20, 30 feet from the building, from the tree line. So if you were to, Cody, can you spin around just a little bit?
This way?
This direction right here, yeah. See, there's the state line right there. That's my survey for the state line. And then swing around the other way to go my way. Right there is the other state line. And so the state line runs, I had some people come in and turn around and busted, and there's the state line there. I'm still a good, even with a 25-foot setback, I'll be 28 feet. From the state line.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to see if it created any kind of block of vision for any traffic, but
now I see it something orange. Is that a state highway marker right here at the bottom corner?
Right here?
No,
right to the right. Right, bottom right-hand corner.
Right to the right.
McDonald's.
There you go.
Right here.
Right there.
I think that's just a
trash.
Trash. But yeah. That flag, the red flag,
here.
Or
that's a telephone. That's a telephone box there, and there's my actual property corner.
State
right there.
State property.
Yes, sir.
And your building is going to end up the far corner. The north corner is going to be where?
Yes, sir. It's going to go on down. It's going to go from the septic tank 60 feet this way. Then I have to, of course, build out more of an apron to allow for the contractors to be able to stay on the outside of the building. So I'm going to be a good, probably out in here. I'm actually going downhill, like you were talking about. I'm still going downhill because I'm trying to get that done.
Okay. Mr. Davis, I heard you say that you needed the septic tank behind your house. Is there a reason it can't be on the side of the house?
The way that I've got it set up is that I'm actually taking the building as far to the, whatever that be, west as possible, but my lateral lines are going to be right there too.
So you, okay.
It's restricted. One moment. Otherwise, I could push it out towards the west.
Click another picture.
You want me to go back to my presentation?
You had a different picture.
Drops right off.
Really falls.
It drops down fast.
Just keep it. Yeah, now run to the south.
This is the south.
Yeah. Slide that we can look at.
Yeah.
Is that the well house right there beside the storage? Or the...
Yes, sir.
Okay. What do you want to show of the beacon with that one, or the PowerPoint with that one layer of contours on it?
Sure.
And there we go. See how that...
Oh. It starts to change, doesn't it?
Pretty quickly.
There's a little valley on the north side of it.
Like I said, just to give you an idea, I shot it for the transit when we first bought the property, and starting from here, and I was going to actually build out this direction until I found out about the septic tank lines. Again, it's an 8 foot drop on about 40 feet. So I'm having to fill in there anyway. But now I can't do it because I can't go any farther to the west because of my lateral lines.
it's going to be outside the tree line, about 5 feet.
Yeah. And we've got a pretty straight stretch there. Mm-hmm. So.
I'm not concerned about that as much as having it sticking out towards the road. I was inclined to do the 30 feet.
So the building is going to, the way that these are, what I try to do is, I can't be square with the world because... No.
Because the elevation.
I compassed it, and it just will not work. Otherwise, it would be like this. So I'm contouring it with the road to some extent, the best I can. Yeah. The well house and the shipping container, when I put the shipping container in, the well house, he tried to square it with the highway the best he could. And so I'm trying to stay in that same parallel.
Rick, I heard you say it's going to be out from the trees, but if you look at that well house is within the trees, and on the previous slide it showed a map. That well house is in front of the house itself, correct?
Correct.
So it should be set back in the trees?
Well, it's going to be in front of the trees on the other end. If you look
so
at
on the
trees,
other,
see
okay.
See how this picture is?
Okay.
That was my...
The tree is 25 feet deeper than the tree.
The tree line is actually right here.
Yeah, I think the tree line is by the property line.
Pins on the tree, and then that house is way back, 25 or 30,
yeah.
Whatever.
30 feet.
So at the very most, this corner here would encroach into the county setback more so than that one. But it's again.
But it could be additional several feet if you want an additional
5 feet.
Five feet.
But my plan is not to put the building there. My plan is just to be able to allow me to pour some concrete up here.
Oh, so it's not going to have building? That's just
so
going to be your
it's not
going to
be a covered, not right. going to be a covered porch or anything?
It's going to be a cantilevered porch. Yeah, it's going to be. There's going to be a porch on it. But
what if you would put that on the west side of the building so you've got a view of something other than the traffic going by? Instead of putting it on the east side of the building.
Put it on the lower side.
Put the porch on the lower side of the building.
That's just an entrance is all it is. That's just an entrance door. That's to get into the barn when we come in. And then I'm going to have a 20-foot roll-up door here. That's just an entrance door. There's really nothing to it other than just...
It's a pole barn.
But that's what you're wanting the additional setback for.
The additional five feet.
Additional concrete.
The additional concrete, yes, sir. Yeah, the building's not going to...
But you're going to cover it out over that additional concrete, isn't
it? Yeah.
Because we measure from the farthest point out.
Yeah, right, yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's correct. Yeah, so there, if we put concrete out there, then I probably have my contractor cover that porch. That's correct.
Is the entrance for your RV on the right
yes,
into
sir.
The building?
Yes, sir.
How wide is that door supposed to be?
20.
So your man door could be on that same side.
I'd be hard pressed to do that. I really like the convenience of that entrance there on that east side. If I can keep it there.
Yeah, because it's only 24 by wide.
Oh, okay. I'm seeing.
Yeah,
so I saw 26.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
sorry.
It does look like a 26 on the.
Well, there on the right side it says 26, but that's measuring to the. It's not the building. So the building's 24.
Right? Yeah, I apologize. I was. That's
like
the septic tank.
Right.
The set.
Well,
I didn't know to say other number over there.
Do you have any more questions for him? Do you have any more questions or anything else?
I apologize for coming back and having to make an amendment to the drawing. Okay. But no, I don't have any more questions.
All All right, we'll close it for discussion then. Thank you.
So if this were on a state highway, it would have a 20-foot setback, but because it's a state highway, it's a 35 setback.
It'd be 25.
25 for county.
For county.
For county.
And 35 for, yeah, letter grout or state highway.
So a couple things to consider is the fact that it is far enough back that it's still back behind the trees for the most part. And we're on a straight stretch to where I don't feel like
ingress and egress will be a problem.
Right. Yeah.
Even with a tractor or trailer and a truck or whatever.
Right.
Looks like there's already an existing structure that's non-conforming that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the detriment that causes the situation is the lay of the land and the fact that the septic's already in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's otherwise.
Yep.
He could have moved it on down and done different things.
Right. I agree. Got a little more fill.
Yeah. Right. So I can see the concern there.
Yep.
Okay. Hopefully, I don't have any more discussion. Somebody want to make a motion?
I would move to approve variance 25-001 as the existing septic tank moving would be an undue hardship on the applicant due to that fact alone.
And agreeing to the 25-foot setback.
Correct. 25 feet, not the 21 that was proposed, right? No, I'm sorry. 30. Yep.
Yep.
25.
Yep. I will second that motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Unanimous. All right.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move on with any old or new business. Cody?
No, I think I'm good.
One thing I have before we close is that we have a variance coming. It's going to be unique. It's for parking. An actual architect. Is he architect or engineer?
Architect.
Architect. Found it in our zoning regulations, and I've read through it, but it's something you wouldn't ever think of. It's actual variance. To allow to use a parking lot in an R district that's within so many feet. So really, you'll have it in your packet. Okay. So really read that because it's way off different than anything else you guys have seen.
Okay.
It's a variance for a parking lot in an R district.
Okay.
For a commercial use.
Okay.
Is the commercial use already?
They approved it Monday night. So the commercial use is approved.
But it didn't have a parking area.
It does have parking area. It's in an R zone. It's a Candlestick
yeah.
Inn.
Yeah.
So, right across the street, it's parking, but those were residential lots at the time.
It's been parking
so
forever.
So we zoned it R1. So, you know, that parking for the commercial is not really grandfathered in.
But you're talking about where the parking has always been before, right? Yeah, okay.
It's where it's always been before, but yeah. To be able to use it, he needs that variance from the Board of Adjustment.
Gotcha.
What's the variance? So it's prohibited currently? You can't just use parking?
Well, we zoned it R1. So
but I don't remember in R1 what, I mean, I've got a driveway and that's parking in R1. What's the threshold?
For commercial use.
It's commercial. So it's commercial
where the streamers are.
Okay, so it's commercial parking. If it were residential parking, you're fine.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something
is it easier to do that than rezone it? Wouldn't you rezone it to commercial?
You could, but then if you do that, now you can do
anything you want.
It changes everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It's more of a special use.
When I first read that and had it, I thought, well, there it is. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, just read that section. We'll have it in the packet. And that way, you won't have to just explain it real hard.
Okay. All right. Well, Board, do you have anything else you'd like to discuss in our old or new business?
When's Scott's party?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for all the years.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. We look forward to working with Cody. We're excited to see where that goes, but congratulations on your retirement.
We'll time this out.
Yeah.
We need a little supervision sometimes.
Well, Board,
everybody needs
y'all want to stick around?
Motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.